It's always a glorious or a great day when we are celebrating someone who has given their heart to Christ and has come into his kingdom and become part of his family. We've got three of them today, and they're excited, and we're excited. We're excited about what God has done. We've got a couple of them that are Chris and Lulu Strugala's kids, and so that are part of our body here. And so I'm going to let Laura come down with Alina, and she's going to baptize Alina first.
Well, this is Alina Strugala, and Alina trusted Christ as her Savior this past June at Woodlands Camp. And I just want to thank you again for those of you who give and pray for these kids that go to camp every year, because God does an amazing thing in kids' hearts at camp. And so she heard the gospel message, and she trusted Christ as her Savior. And God has been doing a deep work in both Alina and Alexander's lives. And they are deep thinkers. And they have made this decision not lightly, and she wants to follow Jesus, and she has trusted him, and so she wants to follow through in believer's baptism in obedience to his command, don't you? Yes. So I'm going to baptize her now. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, we're also going to have Alexander come down at this time. And Alexander also, although there are a lot of factors that are going into to these young people's coming to be aware of Christ and their need for him, and creating that understanding that creates that desire that the Holy Spirit pulls from them to give their hearts and lives to Christ. But Woodlands was a significant part in both of them. And Alexander, you earlier said that you wanted to say a little something.
No, I don't want to.
You kind of change your mind? Well, that's okay, because I understand, looking out at a big crowd of people, that sometimes that happens. But I wish you could have sat with us earlier and had Alexander just explain from his heart his understanding of his need for God and his desire to serve God, and his recognition of how God has done things in your life already, hasn't he? And he is grateful for that, and you're excited about living for Christ. And because you have recognized your great need for Christ, and because you have recognized that he loves you, and he died for you so that you don't have to stay separated, but you can come into his family, and you have given your life to him, I'm going to baptize you into his family. So because of your commitment to Christ, I baptize you, my brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we also are going to bring Chris down here, and Chris, come on. And you know, we see a lot of people baptized at a lot of different ages here. And one of the things that we're grateful for is that we always would like to see people at a young age come to realize their need for Christ, and to serve and listen to God and follow him when they're young, because it avoids a lot of problems in the future. Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, probably a half of us, we came later. and that's a lot of that's a lot of redemption God has to do, but we're grateful that nothing's impossible with God. And Chris is one who has seen the light of his need for Jesus Christ. Absolutely. He has given his heart to Jesus Christ, and he has already seen a miraculous transformation in his heart and in the way he thinks. And he has demonstrated the fruits of salvation. We can see the presence of God in your life. Here, go ahead. I want you to go ahead and say it where they can hear it.
Something just came to my mind yesterday. Me and the kids was going to Walmart to the bank, and I've got some camping gear in the back of my truck, and I was like, you know, I'm going to take that to the Goodwill or somewhere like that. And then it's like God spoke to me and said, no, don't do that. Give it to a homeless guy. I mentioned that to my daughter. My son was in the back seat, and he goes, Dad, you're starting to scare me. So I said, well, hopefully it's a good scare, because, you know, God's working on our family, making us stronger. And, you know, I feel like today I'm gaining a bigger family. And, you know, one of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And every day he strengthens me a little more.
And it has been amazing to watch how, as you have come to recognize God's love and God's wisdom, how you have just become completely open to listen and to see what he says. And you love his word.
I do.
And you love the changes inside your heart, like the one you just mentioned.
Yep.
Those are significant events mm-hmm. that are the fruit and the testimony that the Holy Spirit of God has given you a new heart in Jesus Christ.
Yes, he has.
And that's why we're going to baptize you.
Sir.
With joy.
Absolutely.
Okay? So let me baptize you now.
Yes, sir.
Because of your faith in Jesus Christ and your commitment to him and his love for you, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, that is one guy who's getting baptized that fully appreciates the joy of it. and that is wonderful. So let's just pray. Father, we are grateful. We cannot express how grateful we are for the freedom of having our sins cleansed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that we could never clean ourselves up, and we could never do enough things to make up for the mistakes of the past. And we don't have to, because your love is so great that on that cross, Jesus Christ paid for every sin that we have ever or will ever commit. And that with that blood, those sins are washed away. And because of Jesus Christ, we can turn to you and be accepted. We can feel the power of your presence, your Holy Spirit in our lives, empowering us to be the people that you created us to be, that deep down we want to be. And through the miracle of being born again, we are. We cannot express to you how grateful we are for that, but we thank you. And we celebrate with joy and thank you now for being able to see just three more examples of the power of your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.